Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man on the street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you getting up and tuning in. It's a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day if they have that state of mind, but this one really is a beautiful day. I understand it's going to get pretty warm today, which is cool. Today is show number 326, and let me just remind folks that every show we've ever done is available on dentallyspeaking.com as well as iTunes. And I also want to make an announcement. We now have a date for the 2014 version of the Team Smile event with the Blue Jackets. It will be June 27th. So we're going to be looking for dental assistants, dental hygienists, dentists to come and help us with that. It's an all-day event, and it's pretty cool. About 250 low-income children will receive free dental care that day. And also, we have set the date for our Dentistry from the Heart event, which is going to be September 12th this year. All right, so like I mentioned at the end of last week's show, I'm doing a show called Dr. Kvitko Goes Down on the Farm, because we do our Teeth Across America series, and I thought, well, let's go out into farm country. We're in a little town called Woodstock. Is that correct? Okay, we're in Woodstock, and we're at the, is it called the Chase Lippincott Farm, or what's it called?
Berger Westfall Farm.
Berger Westfall. Okay, and you're Jim Berger?
My name's Andy Heath.
Why isn't it the Andy Heath farm?
Yeah. Not sure.
Where's Mr. Berger and Mr. Westfall?
They are on vacation.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool. Like in Florida?
I think Mark's in Colorado and Barry's in Springfield, Ohio. So he's really not on vacation. But I always tell people they're always on vacation. So.
Right, and nobody goes to Springfield, Ohio for vacation anyway, right? Okay, and then I also have Chuck. Chuck, tell me your name.
Chuck Lippincott.
And I see you have your name on your jacket in case you forget.
Yeah, this is. We've all got jackets. One of the gifts we got for working here on the farm.
Okay, and it says the Berger Westfall and Heath Farms, Woodstock, Ohio. Okay, so have you ever had people like show up here by accident thinking this is where the music festival was going to be?
I don't think but, so, but
we do quite often when we go on trips other places and we start talking to people and they say, where are you from? And we just say Woodstock and not Woodstock, Ohio, and they automatically think of Woodstock, New York, but Woodstock, Ohio is definitely different than Woodstock, New York.
Okay, so we're in Woodstock, and by the way, I've lived in Columbus since, well, first I moved here from 70 to 72, and then I came back in 77, and I've never heard, I didn't know there was a Woodstock, Ohio, I really didn't.
Well, I've lived in Champaign County my whole life, and I never made it to Woodstock until I was 18, and got a job over here in the summertime when I was off of college, and I've never left here now for the going on 15 years now. So went 18 years never being in Woodstock, and now I've been here for 15 straight. So
you've almost been here longer than you haven't.
Yeah.
So now, what's your actual title here?
We're not big on titles, I guess, but I guess I would be the farm manager. Barry and Mark and I are partners in the operation. We are all sole proprietors, yet we do work together. We group our labor and our equipment and basically treat everybody's farms like they're our own. And working together, we found out really works well.
Good. So now, is your degree in agricultural business?
Yeah, I've got a degree from Wilmington College in agriculture, and then I had an emphasis on the business side of it. Worked in as an agronomist, for about 7 years before I came to the farm full time.
And the agronomist studies the soil, right?
Yeah, agronomist studies basically anything that has to do with growing the crop, starting with the soil, and then working through the plant's life, the chemical applications, fertilizer applications, plant health, anything that has to do with growing a crop.
Okay, that's really cool. Now, I took a lot of plant physiology and plant morphology in college, and when I graduated, there were these two guys I had the summer job with, Joe and Ed, and they're brothers, but they're a couple years apart, and they came to my graduation party, and they got me a card. And when you open up the envelope, the outside of the card says, it had three questions. It said, what's the name of the family that the bean plant belongs to? What's the name of the bacteria that lives in a relationship with the bean plant? And there was a third question, which I can't remember right now, but I knew the answer to all three. And I said, it's legumes, it's rhizobium, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
You surprised I know that?
Yes, I am.
And, of course, the implication is if you don't know beans, how could you have a college education? And I answered all three, and they go, no, you're just making that up. I go, no, really, I took these classes. They go, no, you're just making that up. These days, everybody knows it's legumes, but not many people know rhizobium, right?
No, I would say very few know that.
Do you know that, Chuck?
No, I did not know that.
Okay, see, here, his dentist, I'll paste him here. So what rhizobia is a bacteria, and it lives on the bean plant, and that's what puts nitrogen into the soil. If it weren't for the rhizobium, beans would not put nitrogen into the soil. So every farmer knows that, right?
Yeah.
Because you have to alternate. One year you do corn, the next year you do legumes, soybean usually, right, because of the nitrogen.
Yeah, we're basically a 50-50 crop rotation. We do have a little bit of wheat that we put on some of our tougher acres to kind of keep cover on it in the wintertime and add some organic matter to the soil.
Okay, so the wheat keeps the soil in place, basically.
Yeah, the wheat does a really good job. It gets planted in the fall, comes up, and then goes dormant through the winter, and then is pretty much the first thing to green up here in Ohio. If you see a green field, it's usually wheat. That's the first thing in the spring when the snow melts.
Okay, well, that's cool. Now, in a little bit, we do at the beginning of the show, first half of the show, we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, so we have to think of a good question. How about how many bushels per acre did you get of corn last year?
Last year, we averaged about 218 bushel an acre. It was my best year ever on corn since I've been farming, and I would say it was Mark and Barry's best year as well, and they've been farming quite a bit longer than me. So corn was excellent, especially after the year we had in 2012 where we were in the, I think we were around the 114. So we were basically 100 bushels the acre higher than we were in 12 after that drought. So beans were also very good. I think over all the acres we averaged about 58 bushel the acre in beans, which was very good.
So 218 corn and 58 soybean.
Yes, yes.
So that's going to be the answer to our question of the day when we do it. We're not doing it yet. Okay, but on to soybean. Back to soybeans. Okay, you drive the country, and I've driven, as you saw in my my rolling studio, which is what I call that rig out there. What'd you guys call it?
I don't know. I just I think it looks like a lot of fun. I think we could take that to a race or maybe country concert or somewhere. It looks like a good time.
Yeah, maybe we should do that. We'll do that. Okay, you see soybeans growing everywhere. Everywhere. It's either soybeans or corn or wheat, like you said, maybe some alfalfa. How come I can't go to the grocery store and buy a can of soybeans?
Basically, all of our soybeans that we grow are processed into soybean oil. That, in turn, is put into many food ingredients. If you read your food packages, a tremendous amount of them will have soybean oil. And then through that process, after they make the oil, they've got a byproduct called soybean meal, which then goes to livestock. So,
do they just taste bad? I mean, don't we even want to eat them?
No.
We do have edamames, which have come to the store now, and they are edible soybeans. So they've come on the market here lately, and you can buy them in your nutrition section at the grocery store.
So it's called edamame?
Edamame, edible soybeans.
Edible soybeans. Okay, the others are non-edible.
Yeah, the edamame, they're harvested and they're still green, where the soybeans that we harvest, they have gone through their life cycle, and they're completely dead when we harvest them. So the edamame, obviously.
Sounds like the way I grow a garden. I run it over with a lawnmower because the critters got it anyway. They take one bite out of everything, and then it's like there's worms and stuff, and I just run it over with a lawnmower. I gave up.
Yeah, the soybeans that we grow, as far as tastes, they're not something that you're going to want to sprinkle on your salad.
Well, hey, there's that, and we will get to some dental questions, by the way, in a minute, because you told me that you have a wisdom tooth story that you want to tell. But anyway, so tell me about this, because you plant corn, right? Okay, so when we moved down to Columbus, I got into dental school, and it was 1977, and we moved into this little apartment complex that was probably had been a cornfield. It was like maybe the farmer sold some of his land off, and so right behind our place was this cornfield, and like everybody else, let's go grab a couple of ears of corn and have it for dinner, right? That stuff tastes terrible. Did you? It was field corn. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's people always ask us. You know, they talk about going to the grocery and getting their dozen ears of sweet corn, and we don't grow any sweet corn. It's similar to the soybeans versus the edamame beans. Sweet corn has got a very short shelf life. The corn that we raise. We dry it down. We take it from the ear, dry it down, and we can store it up to 10, 12 months in a bin as long as you keep it cool. So the shelf life is a big issue, and on the sweet corn and whatnot. So there's a farm south of here that grows sweet corn. They sell locally, and they also ship to canneries. So
yeah, I heard that even the sweet corn farmers put field corn along the road. So that if people pull over to pick a few ears, they get the crappy stuff. Is that true?
I'm not sure. Maybe one trip you can. There is a farm, produce farm, a large produce farm south of Urbana. Sometime that, yeah, you might ask them that. I don't know if that's true, but that would be a pretty good trick to pull on somebody,
especially us city folk that don't know any better, right? All right, so looks like it's probably time to go and do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. But before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, so welcome back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Don't forget, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. That's free flowers from Weistember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. We are at the Borger. Say that again.
Borger.
Oh, I said it right the first time. Okay, Borger Westfall and Heath Farms, Woodstock, Ohio. And so here they grow soybeans, they grow corn, and they grow some wheat. All right. And apparently they don't grow firewood because their fireplace has gas logs. But anyway, so the question of the day is, how many bushels per acre of corn did this farm yield last year? Is it A, 112, B, 218, or C, 300? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weistember Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. The other day, I saw a dental office TV commercial that said they make their dentures in days, not weeks. Well, guess what? We now offer the Laurel One-Step Denture, which means we can make your denture in about an hour. You heard me right. Dentures in about an hour, and on top of that, they cost only half as much as traditional dentures. If you have a few teeth that need removed first, we can do that at the same time and still make your dentures in about an hour. Interested? Call us at 262-9588. That's
262-9588. Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su estación favorita.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows. Touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Are your teeth worn down or have crack lines in them? Do you remember when your teeth were an asset? Porcelain Veneers can make your teeth sparkle again, and all in 2 visits. Interested? Give us a call at 262-9588.
Dr. Kavitko and Associates.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kavitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kavitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
All right, and we're back, and we have people on the line. We have people on lines 1 through 4. So let me ask Andy and Chuck to pick a number between 1 and 4. Chuck, you're going to have the honors?
3.
I'm going to pick 3. Okay, so we're going to go to caller number 3.
All right, and caller number 3 would be Tula. Hey, Tula, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you for listening first. Secondly, I should probably restate the question. The question was, the farm I visited yielded how many bushels of corn per acre last year? Was it A, 112, B, 218, or C, 300? What's the answer?
B.
It is. It is B. Very good. All right, you were paying attention, weren't you? Okay, so hey, quick question. What do you do for a living?
I work at a small IT company.
Okay. Small IT, that means like it's not a capital letter, it's a little tiny I and a little tiny T, right? I'm just being funny. Or trying. Apparently not working. Anyway, Tula, stay on the phone, and we're going to get the information needed to get those flowers sent to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, so while my producer's getting the information from our winner, let me go back and talk to our guests. So, Andy, you were telling me about a wisdom tooth story that you had your wisdom teeth out when you were 31, which was what, last year?
Yeah, that was a few years ago. I think I was 30, maybe, but let it go a little bit longer than I should have, and they said, yeah, need to get 2 of them out, and then they got me on the table and said, let's just do all 4, because he said, I get these 2 out, you're not going to come back for the other 2. So
was he right?
Yeah, it wasn't a pleasant situation, but I survived, and I broke one of his tools, and he said that had never happened in his career. So
really, it was that tough that you broke the instrument rather than the tooth coming out?
Yeah, he got the tooth, but he was laughing. He said, "You broke one of my tools," and he said,
charge you extra?
No, I didn't see a charge for the tool on the bill, but
probably buried in some other charge, right?
Yeah, definitely a good story, and. And my wife still laughs about it. She got me, took me home that day, and she was laughing about it. So.
Now, how far away is the nearest dentist from here? Because I drove, I left Columbus, and it's about a little over an hour, and it's, pretty rural. I know in Plain City I saw a couple dentists. I saw an orthodontist and a dentist. How about close to Woodstock?
The closest would be Urbana in Marysville. We're almost halfway in between those 2 cities, so we kind of go both directions, but that's basically as far as medical care and grocery shopping and those type of things. Yeah, we're about 20 minutes from Urbana and 20 minutes from Marysville. So
don't tell me your wife goes to a dentist in Marysville and you go to one in Urbana.
She my wife actually commutes to Dublin for work, so she has a dentist over there, and actually all of her doctors are in Columbus area, so.
Okay. Well, that's good. So you guys are pretty well positioned here. You don't have to go very far to access goods and services. Now, something else. Okay, now I have this motorhome. I call it the Rolling Studio. And I'll have to tell you, I'm driving from Columbus, and it's pretty rural. We all know that. It's like one farm after the other, right? But you guys all have travel trailers and motorhomes parked next to your garages. What do you guys try to get away from when you go camping? Do you camp in a Speedway parking lot or something in the city?
Typically, our expeditions are to NASCAR races, to outdoor concerts in the summer, and basically, we at the farm, you're getting away from the stress and the day-to-day grind.
Just at the farm?
Yeah.
Okay, see, most people in the city don't think there is stress on the farm, but I know there is, and we'll talk a little bit more about that, too. NASCAR, of course, we have that common thread, because I love to go to NASCAR races. And where was the last one you went to?
I've actually not been to one, but...
Whoa, we're going to have to fix that.
We've got a guy that works for us, and he enjoys going, and I've been to some small tracks and whatnot, and I enjoy watching NASCAR on television. But
who's your driver? Who do you follow? And what was that guy's name? Because I met him earlier. Was it Ed? James? Dave.
Yeah.
Dave. Okay, yeah. Dave. Yeah, he goes to Bristol. Okay.
Yeah, Dave's a Bristol. He likes Bristol and goes to Kentucky as well. So and he also... He pulls his camper up to Eldora, up to the dirt track. So.
Okay. One year I was sponsoring, my dental assistant's son had a little quarter midget, you know, the one with the wing on it. And the last race of the year, they do what they call a mechanics race. You familiar with that?
I've heard of that, yeah.
Yeah, the guys that work on their cars for them, they let them drive the cars. And because I'd been sponsoring it, they let me drive the car instead of the mechanic. And, you know, the dirt, you're spitting up the dirt, and it's actually really fun.
See, it sounds like it.
You haven't done it yet either?
No.
It's amazing how, I mean, you're on dirt, but it's almost like clay. It's like, you know, it's been packed down or something. Okay, now... true to form, I came out thinking that we were going to get in the big planter, and we were going to be out in the field, and we were going to be broadcasting from inside the planter, because I guess there's a buddy seat, right?
Yeah. All the tractors have passenger seats in them, and the combines as well. Typically this time of year, we're usually not planting quite yet, but we're usually preparing the soil, putting fertilizer down. Starting to think about planting. Typically April 5th, we'll start to plant corn if the ground's fit, and then April 20th on soybeans.
Okay, which is why I came, and then but it's raining. It's been raining, and so we can't do anything but sit next to the fake fireplace and talk.
Yeah, it's been a rough couple days. A lot of water standing. I would say we're at least a week out if we had good weather, and it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Okay, well, hopefully I can come back when you guys are ready to plant. Now, do you know what a tube sheath element is?
I have no idea.
Oh, I got him. Do you know what that is, Chuck?
No, I do not.
Okay. So remember I told you I learned about plants in college, and one of my final exams, and you've heard of like a blue book exam, you had them, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They give you a book of blank pages of paper, and it's got a blue cover on it, and they ask, in this case, they asked us one question. The question was, follow a molecule of water from the atmosphere into the ground, from the ground up into the plant through the roots, cell by cell, and back up into the atmosphere, into the air. Could you do that?
I maybe could have 10 years ago. I don't think I would have a chance right now.
I could have 30-some years ago, but I couldn't do it now either. But I do remember a couple of the cells, and a tube sheath element is one of the cells in a plant. And you remember transpiration? You know what transpiration is?
Yeah, I remember that term, yeah.
Okay. Chuck, do you know what transpiration is? Not like perspiring, no, transpiration.
I do not.
Transpiration is as the, think of like a celery stalk, and as water comes up through the roots and up into the celery and then escapes up into the atmosphere, the celery stalk will actually get narrower because it's like drawing up just like out of a smokestack, right?
Right, yep.
He does remember that.
I do remember that.
So they can actually measure the diameter of the stalk or of the part of the plant, and they know that transpiration is taking place. Looks like we have to go to another break. So you can hang with us, right?
Yes, we can.
Sure can.
Okay. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko down here on the farm on the Berger, Westfall, and Heath Farms in Wichita, Ohio. Am I saying that right again?
Yes.
Finally got it? Okay. I don't want to call it Booger by accident, right? And we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows.
Are your teeth crooked, and while you would like them straight, there's no way you would wear braces for 2 years? What if I told you we could straighten your teeth in 6 months, between now and your next cleaning? Would you be interested? Call us, 262-9588.
Dr. Kvitko and Associates.
Sie hören zu einer Rede über zahnärztliche Sachen mit Dr. Kvitko hier an Ihrer beliebtesten Station.
brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kavitko.
Have you always wanted a smile makeover but didn't know where to go? Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we have thousands of happy patients. Stop in and see our before and after pictures. Call us at
262-9588. Dr. Kavitko & Associates.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. We are down on the farm. We are at the Berger, Westfold, and Heath Farms in Woodstock, Ohio. We're talking with Andy Heath and Chuck Lippincott. They've been nice enough to invite me out and check things out. And, you know, I grew up in a suburb of Cleveland, between Cleveland and Akron, and never really understood how much of the state is agriculture. It's our main... I think it's our main export as a state, isn't it, agricultural products?
It's our main export, and it's a major industry here in Ohio. It's all agriculture.
Yeah, yeah, more than we realize. I mean, and the people in the cities, I was talking to Chuck on the phone the other day, those of us that live in the city, we think this food just kind of appears in these cans and that, you know, you can go to all-night grocery stores and mini-marts, and it's just there. They don't understand all the work that goes into doing this. How long does it take from planting to harvesting? And I think hopefully we're going to be able to follow that this year. We're going to come back and do several episodes. But, I mean, it's April, and we can't even get in the field yet with the planter. But at some point, you're thinking in the next 2 weeks you will. So, but then how long before you have something that you can sell? Let's say I'm brand new. I decided I want to be a farmer. I know nothing about it, and I bought a few corn seeds or whatever corn. How long between when I plant and when I harvest will I actually have some money in my pocket?
Basically, I said in a previous segment there that we like to start corn planting around April the 5th, and this year is definitely not going to be April the 5th, but... In April, we want to get corn in the ground. We get into the end of April, we'd like to start getting some beans in the ground. We'd like to wrap up corn planting by May the 10th, and we always like to wrap up the soybean planting by Memorial Day. So April, May are our big planting months, and then basically the crop's growing all through the summer. We do some herbicide applications and things like that. And then we usually start harvest right after Labor Day. I always say Labor Day is the last fun weekend, and then it's time to get to work in September, October. And this year we were clearing through, I think, the first week of December, right, Chuck?
Yes, finishing up, yes.
We had a wet fall. We had a big crop. It typically doesn't go into December. It did this year, but October is a really, really busy month at the farm with harvest. So basically from April, May into October is your growing season. So everything happens there in a spurt in April, May. And then we get the summer, which is a bit slower. We're still doing quite a bit of stuff. But and then come fall, those are the busiest months for us.
Okay, so in June and July and August, it's not like you have nothing to do. You don't actually just sit and watch the plants grow, but it is relatively calm.
Yeah, yeah. In the summer, like I say, we're doing herbicide applications with the sprayer, keeping the weeds out of the crop. And then usually in July, the crop gets big enough that it shades out the weeds. And basically at that time, we monitor the crop and make sure there's no insects coming in, and we also monitor disease. And at that point, if we need to do a treatment, it's typically done with an airplane aerial application.
I was going to ask you how you get in the field without hurting the crops, and you said it shades out. See, that's a farming term that I've never heard. I know what you're talking about because it gets big enough, and then there's no sunlight that can get down below, and the weeds can't grow. Do you guys have animals? Do you raise any animals at all?
I just sold my cows, but yeah, I've raised animals most all my life, and here lately I've sold all my livestock, so I'm out of livestock here on the farm also.
Oh, okay. So you just sold them all?
Sold them all. Sold all the cows. It was a cow-calf operation, and sold all the cows.
Okay. Did you ever have to have any of their teeth worked on?
Never had had any of the teeth worked on.
Like horses, cow braces and stuff?
No cow braces. We had the teeth. We'd float the horse's teeth with some dental work, but never with the cows.
So you actually had a vet come out and do work on the horse's teeth. Did they have to extract any?
No, they didn't have to extract any, but they'll shave their teeth down.
Because they're called prehensile, or no, what are they called? They're called, there's a name for it, where they continually grow.
Yeah, so I don't know the name myself.
Yeah, I might think of it. I'll have to see. But yeah, so that's pretty interesting, and I know that with horse teeth, you can't pull a horse's tooth. You actually have to go up above it and tap it down with a hammer. And did you know that? Aren't you glad they didn't have to do that for you, Andy?
Yeah, I did not know that. I'm with Chuck. My grandparents had draft horses, and I remember the floating, they call it floating of the teeth, and that done with a big file. I know the horses, they get a lot of pain if those teeth get overgrown. They start chewing on everything.
And that's how they know. Hey, it looks like we're out of time for today's show, but I would love to be able to get you guys on again, and we definitely want to do the planting, and I think Chuck invited me back to do the harvesting. You're not going to make me pick them by hand, are you?
No, we won't pick them by hand. We'll let you ride in the combine with us.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks so much, guys, and have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
All right, next week we'll have a couple OSU veterinary students that are going to tell us the name of those horse teeth that keep on growing. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.